all. Happy launch day. Hi.
How are we?
Like, we're here.
I'm excited.
We're here.
This doesn't
it's a great
feel
day.
Real to me, but
yeah.
Here we are. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh. I'm Jill.
I'm Ellie.
Welcome to the first real episode of Aggressive But Effective.
We are so excited you're here. We cannot wait to see where this thing goes. We have some pretty good stuff to talk about today.
It's pretty awesome. And like, if you don't know who we are, what we're doing, that's the last episode. Our intro episode is up and streaming. Go watch it and you'll learn all about the why, the mission, the values, who we are as people. And I encourage you to go watch that to learn more about us.
It'll also explain where our name Aggressive But Effective actually even came from and what it means. So I encourage you to go watch it. It's some good stuff. But here we are on launch day with your first official episode. In true Aggressive But Effective fashion, I felt like it was most fitting to kick off today's episode with an Aggressive But Effective statement. My statement for you today is that if you're listening to this, I bet money your goals aren't big enough and you are actively capping your potential and setting too small of goals. That's my thought, feeling, and opinion, or my TFO as we like to call it around here. Your goals are too small. It's still pretty close to the new year. I feel like I hear a lot of people still talking about their New Year's resolutions and their goals. It's kind of shocking how mediocre a lot of them are. I know that's like kind of controversial for me to say. I don't know, but like they're too small. And I feel like I personally don't like the tone that sets walking into the new year, because when you set a goal that's like comfortable and doesn't really require real change, it just keeps you exactly where you're at. I'm a firm believer that your goals are not supposed to fit your current life. They're supposed to transform your life. And when you design a goal or like a New Year's resolution to fit around your current lifestyle, it's not big enough. If it's not scaring the ever living shit out of you, it's not big enough. It's kind of been my motto in this new year is my goal isn't supposed to fit my life. It's not supposed to be easy. It's sometimes not always supposed to be fun. But it's supposed to transform me and it's supposed to push me to grow.
I mean, like, guys, small actions, that big change just doesn't happen. If you do that, it's too easy to fall off. It's too easy to go back. That's why Ellie and I are doing this thing called 75 hard. It means we are just diving right into it. We are taking these big drastic changes to change our lifestyles completely. It's just too easy. It takes a lot to rewire your brain. And if you do small little steps, your brain's not going to, it's going to go back to what it's used to. It's just not, it's not good enough. You have to just take that big leap forward. Like, I mean, your freshman year gym experience.
Yeah, this is kind of like a, have to be, what's the word, like tough love with myself on this one. Quick little backstory. In high school, specifically junior and senior year, I was like big crazy gym girl. I was the girl that was up at 4 a.m. to go to the gym every single morning before school started. I was bringing my friends with me. I was super consistent.
I love that.
It was like just what I did. It was like a habit. I almost didn't even like think to do it anymore. It was easy for me at that point. I moved to college. My environment changes. My habits change. Not proud of it, but it's just the way that life looked like for me in that season, I guess. Once we hit, I want to say it was spring of, maybe it was actually this time, like winter time, freshman year, I figured that I wanted to go back to, I wanted to just like feel like the previous version of myself, I guess you could say. I wanted to like feel as motivated and productive as I did when I was up at 4 a.m. to go lift. My senior year of high school, it was like embarrassing that a year later I'm in college now and I have more free time and more flexibility, but way less discipline. It was like kind of embarrassing for me and I didn't like it. So I was like, we're going to get up and go back to the gym. Instead of setting like real hard, massive goals for myself, I was just kind of like, oh, we're going to ease my way into it. I'm just going to go to the gym today. Because I feel like it. We'll go to the gym today, do a leg day, and then we'll go from there. And then I woke up the next morning and was like, well, I'm sore. I don't want to get up and go. So I didn't. And then told myself I'd go the next day. Well, the next day hit and I'm tired. And the next day hit and my stomach hurts. And the next day I have a test to study for. And it just kept repeating itself over and over again until a couple months later. I was like, okay, I'm ready to go again. And then repeated the cycle for like 2 years until literally now.
Y'all, that's called excuses. That's called your butts. And we don't do that here.
We don't like butts.
Point of the story is it takes big action for you to change. It is not the big, or it's not the small stuff. It's the big things. When you have no motivation and you are already making those small steps, your brain's going to just naturally go back to what it's used to.
It's too easy to stop doing what you're doing.
When Ellie says her stomach is hurting, that's like an excuse. She doesn't have that motivation. She doesn't have that big action that's already in place to really push her to get out of bed to go to the gym. You have to just go to the gym. no matter what. You just have to get over yourself. Your legs are going to be sore. Being sore is a great feeling. It means you're getting stronger. Great. Let's go back to the gym. Let's continue to get stronger. And just changing things like that. Prevent yourself being sore. Change your protein. Change your diets. Big action to help plan forward for that.
I want to kind of circle back to motivation really quick. This wasn't really planned, but I like that you said that. I think a lot of people confuse motivation with discipline and habit or action. Most of the time, you're not going to actually feel motivated. The new year, absolutely everybody does. This is like why New Year's resolutions have the stereotype that they do of falling off after, what did you say? It was like 16 days. Is that what you told
me? Yeah, it's like 16 days. So it's 21 days to build a habit and for it to stick, but 16 days for it to just all fall off, especially if you're taking small changes. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the 16-day mark is where most people fall off of their goals. It's really easy to feel motivated in that first 16 days. Motivation fades. It does. Jill and I, like we said, we're doing 75 hard. I can guarantee you. I mean, we've already – what is today? Day 17. And Jill had to drag my butt on our outdoor exercise today. I didn't have the motivation to do it. I almost didn't have the discipline to do it. And she made me,
and
but like
there's times I like sit there and I'm like, I don't have time to do this shit. Like, I'm busy. I've got a full-time job. I'm a student. Like, what do you mean? Absolutely. I have to do two workouts a day. Like, absolutely the fuck not. Like, I can't do that. That's an excuse. That is not me holding myself to my high standards. That's not me being disciplined enough to get things done. It's not lack of motivation.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. And that's just,
I don't know. Maybe this is me and I'm crazy, but I feel like it's a lot easier to not even necessarily have the motivation, but just have the willingness to use my discipline, if that makes sense. I don't know. I feel like that's different than regular motivation. But whenever my goals are so big and I know that the things that I'm working towards require big action, it makes it a little bit easier to want to make those big changes and to want to put in that big work to become the person I'm trying to become. I don't know. I feel like there are just a ton of different reasons that setting small goals is actually kind of setting you up to fail. I know that I feel like there are just a lot of different things that we can look at to make making big changes make more sense in this grand scheme of things when it comes to achieving your goals. Big action, like we have been saying, big action requires big change. Big goals create big change. It all kind of runs together. You can't really necessarily have big change without big action. And a lot of that is driven by the big goals that you have. When you have these big goals, it forces habit change. It forces consistent action that you might not necessarily want to do. It kind of rewires your brain to create new pathways, to find new opportunities for things, I don't know, things that just push you towards your goals. Something that Jill and I have talked a lot about when it comes to setting big goals is that when you are setting big goals, I mean, chances are I would hope that you're excited about the big goals that you have. I feel like goals should definitely excite you. If they don't, they're not big enough, in my opinion. When you put in the work to like plan the action that it's going to take to meet these big goals, that planning process should excite you so much that it like almost lights a fire under your ass, and that fire, like I was just talking about, carries you through when you don't have the motivation, when you wake up and you don't want to go on your walk that day. I don't know. I feel like it's just taking massive action is going to drive that massive result that you're looking for. That's going to help you meet your big goal. I know that like you have experience taking massive action for things.
Like guys, I used to just not. I used to make up every excuse in the book to not do things. A, people making fun of me. Like, I don't know why I always thought that. I changed tremendously last semester. I think everyone knew that. I had a lot of big things happen to me and I really had to take a step back and I was like, what am I doing? I didn't like the person who I was being. I didn't like what I was doing. I was like, this is not what I want to be. No one in 20 years is going to be drinking and partying and doing all of that. We're going to have jobs and we want to be successful. That's at least my goal. And that was not at all what my lifestyle reflected in any way. And I realized very quickly that I had to make big changes. Stepping into a leadership position at my job was the first big change that I made. I applied, got the job, and I was like, holy crap, I got to make a lot of lifestyle changes. This is a big top priority to me. I was in bed by 9 p.m. I had my red light. I read my book.
Well, I think you learned the hard way that you can't do both. Like, I think that's important to acknowledge, too, is that it's not about being an extremist. I totally didn't mean to just cut you off.
You're
there.
So fine.
It's not about being an extremist, but you can't be good at both.
No, I tried for a long time. I tried. It was more of a people-pleasing thing. I couldn't say no. I wanted to live the both lives that I had been living for the past freshman, sophomore year of college. I wanted to live that. Didn't necessarily enjoy it. It was just more of like, let's try it. I don't want to disappoint anybody. I want to do great at my job, and I want my friends to love me for going out with them. So I did. I lived it. Came to my Sunday morning shift absolutely exhausted, not necessarily hungover. I was just tired. I was drained. It was not – work was not my first priority. I didn't set myself up for success that next morning. And I was like, something has got to change. My body doesn't feel great. I wasn't getting the results I wanted from my workouts because I was staying out late at night. My body was fatigued. Nothing was great. None of my goals were reached at all. Time to make changes. Flash forward to now, 75 hard, drinking all that water. I'm going to bed by 9 p.m. I'm eating protein at every meal, and I'm not just chugging like an energy drink or a protein shake. I'm actually eating food. I made tremendous lifestyle changes. Moral of the story is I feel so much better. I feel set up for success. It took a planning process for me to do so, which we can jump into later. There's a blueprint for all of this. Mm-hmm. You don't have to feel lost, but it just took me like realizing that like, shit, I have to actually just do this. It can't be like, oh, I'll just have a salad every now and then. No, I actually had to like step away from that lifestyle totally. I literally went out the other night, drank water, and came home by 10. I was still able to live that lifestyle. She did. But guys, it changed a lot. That's not who I was last semester at all by any means.
I think we've done a lot of talking about the concepts of big goals and small goals and how they impact your life and everything, but I want to like kind of get into the nitty-gritty a little bit really quickly. When I talk about setting big goals versus setting small goals, I know that like an example that I have been using a lot consistently, like pretty regularly, is like we said, we've been talking about doing 75 hard. It's like kind of our personality trait right now. It's like the biggest source of our attention because it's requiring big action.
Huge source of action. My friends are like, Jill, shut up. I don't want to hear it anymore. But guys, it's my life.
It's just my life. The way that it is. But I've had a lot of people, I'm trying to encourage people to do it with me just because for one, an accountability perspective, it's more fun when you have people to go through it with you. For two, one of my biggest personal goals is to help people, motivate people to put in real work to instill real change in their lives and meet their big goals. It's just fun. I just want everyone to do it with me, get to experience it, learn the lessons, grow as a person. It's fun. I've had a lot of people respond back and say like, I would love to, but, and then they have some excuse and then they're like, so instead I'm going to do insert comfortable goal that fits their current lifestyle here. I am going to get aggressive again for just a second. When you set goals that are geared to fit your life because the other thing is too hard or it's not going to work for you or whatever the case may be. I just want to be very clear about the fact that in doing so, like I said in the beginning, you are actively capping your progress that you're going to make here in doing that. You're not going to get any further than the goal that you set because just as human beings, naturally, we're not going to work harder to go above and beyond the goal that we set. Once we meet the goal, we check it off. We're good to go. It's done. You're setting yourself up for failure by capping yourself way less than what your potential is actually capable of, what you're actually capable of achieving. I know a lot of people have said, like, I'll do 75 soft instead because they don't want to put in the work to, like, not go out and drink on the weekends. Or they don't want to put in – they don't have enough time to get up and go to the gym in the morning. Or they don't have enough money whatever. There's always an excuse for something. I just want to really reiterate the principle of extreme ownership. You're responsible for everything in your life. You have the same 24 hours in your day as Jill and I do. If anyone has an excuse, it's the two of us. We both work really time-consuming jobs. We are also full-time students. We are also starting a podcast, and we are also successfully doing 75 hard. What's your excuse?
I mean, respectfully, I've been in the excuse boat before, trust me. Circling back to what I just said about my goal of being successful in my career, I would always say, but I don't want to disappoint my friends. That was my but for why I'd go out, stay up late, and not set myself up for success in the morning. I always had a but. That was that. Quickly had to realize it changed, and my life has completely changed. So how do we define all of this? How do we set ourselves up for realizing, okay, this is what I want to do, but what is my but? Define your goal. Why do you want to reach it? Why is this your goal? What is your big picture? Make a vision board. I don't care. Write it down in all caps, bubble letters, cursive, whatever you're feeling.
Just make it very clear. What do you want? Who do you want to be? That's step one.
The biggest part of it is also why. Why is this? Because sometimes we have goals and we're like, okay, what is the point of this? Make sure you have the why, because then when you're losing that motivation, you can always circle back to the why. Ellie and I are very why oriented. We like to have the why behind things.
If you know us, you know that for certain.
Guys, I say the why during the exercise classes I teach. I literally am like, why do I tell you to tuck your pelvis up and under for my friends that know me? I say it 20 times. There's a why behind it. Protect your low back. There's a why behind your goal. Circle back to it. Remember that. That is the most important part of your goal. Why? Break it down into actual steps. Work backwards is my favorite thing. Okay, I said that vision board. Make that vision board of like, what do you want? Like, okay, let's say you want to be a stay-at-home mom. Great. House, dog, kids, whatever
you
want.
What do you want it to look like?
I want everything on that poster board. I want the pictures. I want everything. And I want you to work backwards. Okay, so this is great. So then what would me then want me to do then? Then what is me in the future want me to do that? Does that make sense? Because it's just like, if you're sitting here, it's like, oh my gosh, that feels so like impossible to reach. But you in the future is going to be like, oh my gosh, that wasn't impossible. So you have to have that futuristic mindset. Make that mentality of that you're already there.
That too, yeah. Is that whenever you think about yourself as the person that you want to be, and then thinking about, like you just said, what would that version of myself do right now? It kind of helps you understand the weight of your current actions, because the things that you do right now, what is it that I always say? Like, your actions dictate your habits and your habits create your life. So it might not seem like that big of a deal to you right now, or you might think that you have plenty of time until the future version of you is even going to start to be creating itself or whatever your butt may be. Thinking about how the person that you're actively working to become would handle the situations that you're in right now can also be really helpful in, one, understanding your why, keeping yourself grounded and rooted in why you're doing what you're doing, but then also to give you that extra little bit of motivation when you don't really feel like doing it.
Again, and believe you're fully capable of it. I feel like sometimes at the end of the day, you look at these big goals that you have and you're like, that is impossible. Like Ellie said, like, your habits now dictate that. That might feel impossible because it's like, that's so far from now. What are you talking about? You are limitless. You are fully capable of anything.
Limitless. Can I go on a tangent?
Yes, go.
Limitless is my favorite word.
It's
tattooed on my body, on my wrist. It's my first tattoo I got. I got it the second that I turned 18, quite literally. Every year I set a word of the year, the beginning of the year, just kind of dictate the things that I do throughout the year. There's not really a rhyme or reason to them. It was just kind of something that I knew that a lot of people did. So I always did it whenever I was younger growing up. My word of the year in 2022, the year I graduated high school, was limitless. And the concept of it was that the only thing that I was limited by with anything was the limits that I put in front of myself. So my excuses, how are those limiting me? Again, the principle of extreme ownership that we always go back to. I am in direct control of all of the things that influence me, all of the things that are stopping me, all the things that are fueling me. I get to curate that and piece that together in my own life. I'm responsible for all of that. So just kind of living my life as though there was literally nothing stopping me, which when you think about it is true to an extent. You don't have the money, make the money. You don't have the time, find the time. Your only limit is yourself. Believing that you're fully capable of becoming the person that you're wanting to be is going to be game changing and helping you actually get there. Even if you gaslight yourself, fake it till you make it. If you don't actually believe it, pretend that you do. The amount of progress that I made in meeting my goals in that year particularly, just kind of focusing on the word limitless and having it in the back of my mind was like game changing for me. Now it's tattooed on my wrist and I'll never forget it.
Guys, it really truly is. I sat there with, I was having a conversation with somebody and they asked me what my goals were. I was sitting there with like all of this and he's like, why aren't you starting this now? Like literally that is what he said. He is like, why are you not starting this now? And I was like, I don't know, I'm scared. He goes, the only thing stopping you is you. Which is the most true statement. Mm-hmm. And I never really thought about it until he said it that way. I was like, yep, I am stopping myself from all of this that I want. Limitless. I am limitless. Fully embody yourself. Fully believe you're fully capable of it. Have that mindset that you've already reached that goal because it is limitless. You can get to that goal. So why not start acting like you are there yet? It helps you have that mentality. It helps you stay on track with that goal. Again, look at that vision board. Embody it at the end of the day.
And when you start to doubt yourself, because we all do, we're human beings, you can doubt yourself. Change is terrifying. I know that like Jill and I, personally speaking, starting a podcast has been a goal of ours for forever.
I'm still scared. I'm
still
doing
terrified.
It.
Still terrified.
I'm doing it. I'm scared.
Horrified. You just never know what if, and the what ifs can sometimes be strong and overpowering. You just have to do anyways. following the steps that Jill has kind of talked about so far in this blueprint for achieving your goals, like, come back to these things, because we're all human beings. None of us are perfect. The most resilient people in the world still doubt themselves sometimes. Come back to this, because it's real and it's scary. Change is scary.
Ellie and I always have to remind ourselves of the why we are sitting here right now. All the time. Sometimes I'm like, I'm still scared. Great. I have to remember the why. Our why is to help people like you. That was our whole goal of this. And we hope to. The final step, though, is write it down. Ground yourself in it. That's my most favorite part. To ground yourself in the why and the purpose of you doing that. It will really just make everything clearer. If you really just sit there and think, okay, yes, this makes sense. This is why. Write it down in your journal. I like to put post-it notes on my bathroom mirror. It helps me remember.
Tattoo it on your body.
I mean, you can. Put the why front and center. You don't necessarily – I'm not saying go tell everybody in the entire world. If that's what you want to do, great. Go ahead. I like to work in silence. I like to have my why just personally to me and to the people close to me. If you need to just tell everyone in your life, this is my why, please remind me, great, go ahead. It needs to be front and center in your life, regardless on what that means, phone, screensaver, something like that. Write it down. Ground yourself in that why. Remember it. Sometimes I also just like to meditate at night. Goodness, words are hard. It's been a long day, friends. Meditate in my why and my purpose of doing what I'm doing, and it really just helps me circle back. So to summarize all of that, because we have a lot of steps, define your goal, define your why, my favorite part of it.
Figure out what you want to do.
Break it down. Actionable steps, work backwards. You are already at your goal. Embody it. So great, work backwards. What would futuristic you do? Step three, believe you're fully capable. You are limitless. Limitless is the word of this episode, I would like to say. And step four, write it down and ground yourself in your purpose. That's how you do this, friends. Don't feel lost.
There's your blueprint for crushing your goals, everybody. I feel like Jill worded that all beautifully. I don't know.
It's just one of those things. And everyone's probably sitting there like, okay, great, this is a blueprint, but like when do I start this? There is absolutely no perfect time. This is the worst time we could start a podcast.
I'm not even lying.
First week of school. It is the worst. I literally
Jobs
texted
are
her.
A lot.
I was like, why did we decide to put this on ourselves right now? It is the worst time. There is no perfect timing. That is the excuse. You're going to say, oh, great, we have a lot going on right now that we shouldn't start this. No, that's an excuse.
To build off of that. I totally keep cutting you off.
You're so fine. We build off of each other. It's just kind of what it is here.
It's the vibe. I feel like I find myself more often than making an excuse for like the reasons that I shouldn't right now in this moment because I'm too busy. I always find myself when I'm doubting myself, when I'm making excuses, I'm not ready yet or I'm not qualified yet. Like there is nothing right now that makes me qualified to be speaking in this microphone, posting this video on the internet for people to see. Like doubting myself and my qualifications to be doing things is probably the biggest like butt that I find myself running into. My favorite thing to just like ground myself in is that if you keep waiting on the right time, you're waiting forever. The myth of the right time is just a trap to end your productivity. It caps your progress that you're going to make. It's literally a myth. There is no right time. You're never going to feel ready. When you keep pushing it off, waiting to feel ready, you're just extending the time that it's going to take you to meet your goals.
You're never going to do it if you keep pushing it off. You just really aren't. Again, circling back to my concept of the only thing stopping this is you. You can control everything in your life if you want to say that your friends are stopping you or your lifestyle is stopping you. You can control that. That's an excuse. You are the only person controlling you. No one else is in control. Start it now. There is no reason why you shouldn't. You have every capability of doing it. You are limitless. Why not start it now? We are more than happy to help you. Let us know. You can comment. You can DM us. We're more than happy to help you through it.
Let us know what your big goals are. Because accountability is so helpful. And I'm really fortunate to have someone like Jill in my life that keeps me accountable and making my big, massive action, making my big, massive changes to meet my big, massive goals. It's kind of a tongue twister a little bit. I know that not everyone is as fortunate to have that. So if you find yourself struggling to find accountability, we will be that for you. We are happy to do so. Keep us in the loop. We'll push you to meet your goals. It's always going to be scary. It's never going to feel like the right time. We're terrified to be doing this right now. That piece hasn't changed.
And tell us the why. I want to know why you want to accomplish what you want to accomplish. That's my favorite part. It's just really beautiful thing to know the why behind everything. It really opens
it's
everyone.
It's because we're nosy.
No. Well, yes, but no. But no, it's a beautiful thing to know why someone wants to accomplish something, because the deeper meaning, I don't know, it just makes it a little bit more special to you and to the people you share it with. So again, if you don't want to share why, you don't have to, but I love a good why. It helps me understand you as a person better, and it can help us give you advice better too if you're asking for that. But yeah, comment, DM us. We will check those. But guys, that was the first episode.
Happy launch day.
Happy launch day. This is so awesome.
We are so appreciative of you guys for being here and for taking the time to listen to us just sit here and talk about goals and dreams and supporting us while we live out one of our big, crazy, outlandish dreams. So.
And y'all, subscribe, watch us more. We'd love to have you.
Let us know what you want to hear from us.
Yeah, text
us. Always open to feedback. Give us your TFOs. We love some TFOs.
Guys, and this is your sign. Go out and do the big shit that you were scared to do. Do the big shit, guys. I don't know why that came out of my mouth, but do the big shit.
Do the big shit.
Guys.
Do the big shit.
Y'all got it.
Make it happen.
AFYL.
AFYL. Peace, love. We will see you on Wednesday.
Bye, y'all. Love y'all.
Bye.